Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber juggles the ball. That's an error on Barber. Wagner moves to third. Alves moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Wagner scores. Alves moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. Whitfield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2. And the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Palfari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. as Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Colavito moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Steve Barber. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Palfari strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Palfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lau moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Davey Johnson. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lau scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing third base. Don Larsen now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing second base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to second. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Palfari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Palfari reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell is walked intentionally. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lau moves to second. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Don Larsen. Don McMahon now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Lau and he is out, Adair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing right field. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-4 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kralik now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to second. Dick Donovan now pitching. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Seaburn moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.